from KQED.
The social media giant Facebook is under fire for what's being called a breach of around 50 million users' data by a third-party company, Cambridge Analytica. But the more this story is dissected, it's looking like it may not be a hack or a data breach, but instead business as usual. When third-party companies go data mining on Facebook, where people turn over information without knowing how it will be used. KQED's Silicon Valley reporter Sam Harnett can help us get some clarity on all of this. Well, Sam, explain how this is not necessarily a hack or a breach, as Facebook is so strongly telling us.
Well, Penny, you know those little surveys that pop up on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. Well, those surveys are run by third-party developers. And a lot of times when you go to take one of those little cutesy surveys, you click a box saying that that developer who made that survey can get access to your data. Now, in this case, not only did the people say that they could get access to their data, but also their friends' data, which led to around 50 million users.
So how and why does Facebook allow this?
Well, this is part of Facebook's business model. I mean, if you remember, Facebook runs on data, is the currency of the company. And they open up their platform to tens and tens of thousands of developers who make these apps. And then the developers that make these apps, often they're just interested in getting your data because it's so valuable and powerful. And they've been using that data to sell you stuff. Now, all those tools perfected in the commercial space are being used in the political space to change how you vote.
Well, if Cambridge Analytica did this with Facebook's consent, how can Facebook then claim that they didn't know they were aiding a political party or the Trump campaign?
Well, it's kind of a classic tech defense, right? I mean, they're a platform, right? And these third developers are on. And again, there's tens and tens of thousands of third developers, and they're spread all over the world. So Facebook makes these companies sign an agreement saying that they're not going to resell the data or give it to somebody else. But really, how are they going to follow up with all of these developers all over the world? It seems a very difficult task.
Well, now Facebook has been saying that it's going to notify the people whose data was culled. Do you have any sense of a timeline on that or how people can check in and see if it's going to actually happen?
There's no timeline yet, and people who are really concerned about privacy, again, point to the fact that we don't have really strong regulations that would mandate exactly when and how a company would handle something like this.
All right, Sam Harnett, thanks so much.
Thanks, Penny.
Sam Harnett is KQED's Silicon Valley reporter. And it appears that Facebook's chief information security officer, Alex Stamos, will be leaving the company in August following internal disagreements over how the company should handle the matter of disinformation. That's according to reporting from the New York Times.